that tells a lot. And he was a friend of good music and of quality music, and therefore he was our friend. When I say our friend, I mean all of us who compose and make, put musical sounds together. And I think we've lost a great friend in court. His court, of course, was radio, but what you said just before is so true. He encouraged, he kept, when you said he kept the flame, yes, he kept the flame of the great heritage of the richness of our music, of our good popular music. And also played the great artists, the great artists such as Sinatra, etc., the people, the performers who keep the flame and who fan it, and that whole wonderful repertory of what we call standards. But it's those standards are our that's our face, that's our sound.
And I would also say, in thanks to you for calling, that because of William B., a great many of us, the man you're talking to among them, know what to do to keep that flame burning always. Thank you, Morton Gould.
That's wonderful. Right.
The president of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, ASCAP, Mr. Morton Gould.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way she should. I got it bad and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out, just crying my heart out. Doesn't love me like I love her, no, nobody could. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Like a lonely weeping willow who's lost in the wood, I got it bad, and that ain't good. And the things I tell my pillow, nobody should. I got it bad, I got it bad, and it's no good. Though folks with good intentions, they tell me to save up my tears, I'm glad I'm mad about her. I can't live without her. Lord above, make her love me the way that she should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. I got it bad, and that ain't good. No good. No good. suits, put on your dancing boots, and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what lovely things I'll be saying. 'Cause what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we waltz home cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Hey there, cutes, put on your bassy boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what cuckoo things I'll be saying. For what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we wing home cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Over WNEW in New York, this is the Make Believe Ballroom, and you're tuned to the morning report from the chairman of the board. Here for the dean, William B., Bob Jones, and that song, as so many Sinatra recordings, by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Kahn.
By any test, he was the best on New York radio. And for a long, long time, the way he'd say, hello world each day, gave the day a glow. And for a long, long time, if you had the kind of worries that could trouble you, you tuned in Willie B on NEW. He topped the list, and he'll be missed by folks who loved him so. And for a long, long time, for a long, Willie B., Sammy Kahn, for all the songwriters and for all the great music, we love you. We love you.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves. All the way, happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way, taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deepest. that's how deep it goes. If it's real, when somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way through the good or lean years and for all the in-between years. Come what may, who knows where the road will lead us, only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. For sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
One of the great Sinatra hits by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. Bob Jones here for the Dean, William B. at WNEW. This is the morning report from the chairman of the board. At 12 o'clock, Mike Preely and the WNEW News Department will tell you, among other things, about the arrangements for the Riverside Chapel tomorrow. The station has been inundated with phone calls about those services at 76th and Amsterdam. And Mike will have a spokesman from Riverside Chapel to set forth the conditions for tomorrow. At WNEW, still to come, Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, Tony Bennett, Lena Horne, Billy Eckstein, Arthur Prysock, Cy Oliver, David Allen, and Marion McPartland, all of whom have something to say about their friend and yours, William B. Williams.
I think of you with every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh. Not a sigh of despair, but a sign that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. And your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness, you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to say, someday, someday. And when I sleep, you keep my heart awake. But when I wake,
from dreams divine. Every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you
by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger, and with the Hollywood String Quartet, Frank Sinatra, and With Every Breath I Take. The morning report from the chairman of the board here at WNEW for the Dean, William B., Bob Jones. I hope this isn't presumptuous. I think this is not. This one's for Dottie.
Thoughts may stray, my eyes may roam, the neighbor's grass may seem much greener than the grass right here at home. If pretty girls excite me, well, that's life. But just in case you didn't know, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. So dimple knees delight me. Well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles, and it makes catfish bite. A lady jiggles, and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, don't fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess or hadn't heard, or didn't know. I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. I love.
By Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart from the Broadway musical, I Love My Wife. And there's the morning report from the chairman of the board, as each Monday through Friday between 11:30 and noon, as an important part of your make-believe ballroom, a solid half hour of Sinatra. Here for the Dean of American Radio Personalities, William B. Williams, Bob Jones, over WNEW, Metro Media Radio in New York.
When your dreams at night fade, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams on.
WNEW News now at noontime. Sunshine, blue skies in New York City, less humidity today. It is 83 degrees. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike Preeley, and here's what's going on at this hour. The special tribute to William B. Williams here at WNEW. Condolences, my friends, are pouring in from across this nation. Listeners of WNEW on the death of William B.
He always played the same type of music. He was always a jazz fanatic, and yet the kids seemed to really latch onto that music. I was one of these kids who used to hang out, so that goes back a long time.
Yeah, I must have been about 5 or 6 years old. My father always had the radio on in the car, and Willie's was the first voice that I ever learned to recognize on the radio, the first announcer I ever really knew.
I grew up with this man, and I knew he was ill because it was very obvious that he wasn't on his show. A part of me just went with him.
I loved that man. People, everybody loved Guillermo B. Guillermo.
And New York City cab drivers.
Well, I always used to get a kick out of weather was bad. He announced on a program any cab drivers are around, you know, to stop by and pick him up so he can get home.
My favorite was Barton Block in the make-believe ballroom. I felt very bad when he went, and now another good man went.
Good news, good music, very good man was, because he speak very nice and with a lot of jokes, with everything, you know. I like him very much.
He had a great sense of humor. I used to enjoy. In fact, I was just listening to Ted Brown. I enjoy them. They're sort of from my generation, and I'll miss him.
If anybody can come near him, fine. If they don't, he is still there, and he'll be there for a long, long time in the memory of our hearts.
A special on William B. Williams, folks, will continue now in just a few moments. More tributes to this giant of our broadcasting industry. This classy man we'll all miss, William B. He leaves his wife, Dottie, and son, Jeffrey, and services are at noon tomorrow at Riverside Memorial Chapel, 76th and Amsterdam Avenue. A lot of folks are wondering about arrangements and just how many people that chapel will accommodate tomorrow. Here's Mike Eisgrau, who checked it out. Mike?
The Riverside Chapel at 76th in Amsterdam is preparing for one of its biggest services in years, and Andrew Fear, president of Riverside, can make no promises that everyone will get in. Sections are being set aside for the family, the Board of Governors of the Friars Club, WNEW colleagues, and many celebrities, says Mr. Fear.
Well, we have the large chapel, which will seat around 500 people. We have ancillary chapel, which will seat about 150, and maybe with 50 more standees. in the building. The rest are going to be outside, unfortunately, and we hope perhaps to set up a loudspeaker and put it on the marquee so those people outside can hear the services.
So, an expected overflow crowd, Mr. Fear says William B.'s brother will give one eulogy, the other to be given either by Robert Merrill or Frank Sinatra. This is Mike Eisgrau.
Thank you, Mike. Listeners wondering about cards now. It's like Ted Brown announced this morning in his program. If you would like to send a card to William B.'s wife and son, Dottie and Jeffrey, you can send it to this radio station, and we'll, of course, pass it along to the family. WNEW 655 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10017. WNEW 655 3rd Avenue, 10017. So much is being said about William B. Williams from coast to coast, and the media has been very kind in its remarks about this man, a music man of sorts, a special broadcaster. For this music and this station was his life. Other news in brief, President Reagan this afternoon, meeting with his cabinet now this morning, but later at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he speaks to the nation. The subject is a familiar one, drug abuse nationally. Home team sports schedule, the Mets are in Chicago, game time 4:05. The Yankees host Milwaukee tonight at 7:30. Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 25.45. Down 25.45 at 1,738. Active trading now, 53 million shares. NASDAQ Composite, 367.73, down 2.93. And here's the weather for the WNEW area. Sunny, warm, less humid today with a high 87. It'll be cool tonight, low in the 60s, then sunny again tomorrow. Sunny skies now in Manhattan. The humidity is at 43%, just a beautiful day. Winds northwest at 7, it's 83 degrees. That's the Noontime Report. I'm Mike Preely. WNEW News. Next, more of the Make-Believe Ballroom at a tribute to William B. Williams with Bob Jones.
Thank you, Mike Preely. We're about to hear from Peggy Lee, but on the way, and for some very good reasons, I'd like you to hear from the man Bill chose to call the 20th century Gabriel. Over WNEW, Erskine Hawkins tipping in.
Thank you. Why this glow? Why the thrill when you
over WNEW, we heard Tippin' In, Erskine Hawkins, and Peggy Lee in a very personal song to her for reasons that you will soon hear at WNEW at the Make Believe Ballroom. Here for the Dean, William B., Bob Jones, and it's just a little bit after 12 in New York at Radio 1130 WNEW. Ladies and gentlemen, Peggy Lee.
I thought I was so calm and everything about this, and I got out on the stage because the show was on very soon after that.
I'm sorry.
And I started to sing Mr. Wonderful and started to cry.
Oh, Peg.
Really fight to keep control of myself.
I know you've got a lot to say about Bill.
Well, I just remember the very first time I met William B., I was really struck with his deep sensitivity and of course his interest in music, but he just was I'm seeing him sitting there as I speak and thinking, I didn't know that voices you hear on the radio could be so full of beautiful, sensitive thoughts. You get an impression, or at least I did at that time. I don't have that at all anymore. But I thought, you know, they were just reading some things off of some papers. But Willie was a very deep man. And funny, and wonderful. And I used to sing that Big Bad Bill is Sweet William Now.
I know you meant that for him.
Yes, I did. And then he gave me a nickname, which I cherish. Called me the Elegant One.
Oh, indeed.
And one doesn't mind that. And then he gave that name to Frank, too, didn't he? Chairman of the board.
Yes.
And others, what others has he done that?
Well, I know that where Erskine Hawkins is concerned, the world knows him as the 20th century Gabriel, because William B. tagged him that. And
well, whenever he tagged someone, they stayed there, didn't it?
And Frankie Lane is Mr. Rhythm.
Yes, that's right.
And Count Basie is the talented William B.
How funny.
And so forth. We were talking before about how Bill's tongue was very far in his cheek at all times, and I hope everyone understood that. He, in a way that the great artists do in our business, I'm so proud to be a part of it. As you know, I aspire to be good. But Bill dared you to take him seriously. He dared you to take him seriously.
Yes.
And you knew when he was, and you knew when he wasn't, if you listened. And all you had to do was listen.
Yes. I used to, love that one. They used to say, "Hello, world." I've said before that I thought he was sort of the musical voice of New York. I mean, he was such a part of New York that to me he was always, when I thought of New York, I thought of Willie B.
That's right. He is the dean of American radio personalities.
Yeah.
And you are ever the elegant one. And I love you, and this world loves you. Thank you.
And I love you, Bob. And let's all stay closer together so that when these times happen, we can be stronger and better and in remembrance of those dear people that we'll see again.
Bobbed his hair. A big fat Bill don't fight anymore. Washes dishes and he mopped the floor. He used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Yeah.
Peggy Lee at WNEW at your make-believe ballroom, here for the Dean of American Radio Personalities, William B. It's Bob Jones, and on the phone from Palm Springs is a woman to whom we owe so much. And in this instance, we owe that because Keeley Smith's latest album, with album notes by William B., mentions that title. And that's why, in this difficult time, we've all been able to just say it, because it happens to be the truth. And Keeley, one of the things Bill loved so about you, and I do, and right-thinking people do, is that you are truthful in your work and in your life. Hello, Keeley.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
It's a hard day, but as you may expect, because it's William B., we've decided to just hold the tears and celebrate his life.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's what he would have wanted.
Absolutely. And tell a story. You go back so far, there must be 100 of them. Tell a funny one.
A funny one?
Say anything you want, Keeley.
Golly, Bob, it's hard to come up with anything funny right now. I just think about many times that I came up to WNEW and I did the show, and how wonderful he was to do the show with, because he's so easy to talk to. As are you, Bob, by the way.
I learned from Bill.
But I'd go up there and I'd sit, and at the beginning I was scared to death when I first came out on my own. When Louie and I first broke up, I was scared to death, was petrified, because I had never talked in all those years. And Bill told me, he said, honey, he said, don't worry about anything. He said, even though you haven't talked, he said, you're going to be okay. He said, because you've always been honest. He said, just talk. Just say what you feel like saying, and everything will be fine. And the first time I went up there, that's exactly what I did. I just talked to him like I would normally talk to him on the phone or on the street or whatever. And it worked out great. And we went out afterwards and had something to eat, And then I've found him and run into him and met him all through the country through the years. And he always had a smile. He always was happy. I've never heard one discouraging, one unhappy word out of him. I've never heard him complain about anything.
Hmm.
He was just a wonderful, beautiful man. And I had the biggest crush on him at one time.
Hmm.
But
you and a few other unusual dolls.
Yes, I sure did.
We had a great laugh about a commercial that we read together. I think we did it a line at a time in those last shows where we worked together.
Uh-huh.
And it had to do with something that would be of interest to people who collect unusual dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, gee, I know a few guys.
Okay.
Keeley, how do you deal with the passing of someone close in your life? What do you do?
Oh, golly, Bob. I'm lucky enough to be able to say I have not had that happen. Thank God my mother is still alive. My brothers are. I haven't really had it happen that it's someone close. But I think that I would do what you're doing right now. Instead of mourning the death of the person, I would think of all the beautiful and wonderful things that happened while they were alive. And that's what I remember. I did that in my divorce with Louis, which is not a death, but in a sense it is a death. And when Louis passed away, that was a great loss to me, even though we were divorced. And even though we had argued a lot through the divorce and so forth, you still never stop loving somebody. And I tried to remember all the good things, all the good times.
I know we've spoken of this, that you feel close to God.
Oh, yes, very.
And I know that we all have a new friend in heaven.
Oh, yes. See, to me, that's... I just heard about it this morning, and I called you immediately.
I know. I was trying to get you last night. You know about that.
Barbara told me. But my first thought was... Just like a picture of Bill up there with God walking hand in hand, but like a little boy, kind of. Just like he's all born all over again and just up there with him. And it's beautiful in one respect. It's our loss on earth, but it's God's gain. And it's beautiful.
And so are you. I'll call you later. I got a few things I want to tell you.
All right, Bob.
Keely Smith at WNEW, who is going to sing especially for you at the Make Believe Ballroom, her greatest recording.
If there's anything I can do.
Checks.com.